Lebanon has a new government after 5 months of political stalemate. Prime Minister Najib Mikati announced the formation of a new cabinet Monday, giving Hezbollah and its allies a majority of seats in the new government. The new cabinet must still face a confidence vote in parliament. Hezbollah and its allies withdrew from the previous government of Saad Hariri in January, forcing it to collapse over demands that Lebanon denounce the International Tribunal investigating the 2005 murder of Hariri's father, former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. The tribunal is widely expected to indict members of Hezbollah for that killing. Well, the party later secured enough support in parliament to name Mikati as the new prime minister. But forming the new cabinet came slowly, with avowals by Mikati that he would not bow to pressure from any one side. Yet it seems many in Lebanon were taken by surprise by the prime minister's announcement that a new government had been formed, including Professor Khalil Karam, vice president of St. Joseph's University in Beirut, who spoke to me on Tuesday. He says the new Maronite Catholic patriarch Beshara Rai is to be thanked in large part for helping overcome the political stalemate. Shortly after his election this spring, the patriarch invited Lebanon's feuding Christian political leaders to overcome their deep political divisions for the good of the nation.
There are several elements. You know, the new patriarch was very strong about why are the responsibles waiting, the country can no more go on with no government, etc. So this was one point. The other point, I think it's regional. They don't want any destabilization of the Lebanese situation. So all the elements pushed towards this new government, which is this is the new majority that formed the new government. So we are waiting to see how they are going to proceed.
Now, we've also seen Syria's President Bashar al-Assad giving his thumbs up to this new government. And Hezbollah, of course, is also strongly backed by Iran. Do you see a strengthening of alliances tilted now away from the West, but towards a region which is really inflamed by anti-regime protests? And what does this mean for Lebanon?
You know that the new prime minister made a declaration yesterday saying that although the government has a majority which is pro-Muqawama, meaning pro the Hezbollah, this doesn't mean that Lebanon will be against the international community or against the United Nations resolutions, etc. So he was very clear about it.
How are the Lebanese people themselves regarding this new government?
To be honest, they are neutral.
Neutral, because before we saw them very deeply divided, almost 50-50 over...
Yeah, they are still, the ones who are pro-8 are still pro-8, the ones who are pro-14 are still pro-14. But the others who are not neither 14 nor 8, they are neutral. They are waiting for results.
What has the government said it's going to be its first actions?
First of all, let us have the assembly giving the vote. This will take some time, not an easy process in Lebanon.
Now, the political divisions across the country, as we were saying, have been really running deep. Is there a risk that Lebanon could in some way be engulfed in the protests that we're seeing sweeping the Arab world?
Somehow, we are immune because Lebanon has had so many problems. So I don't think now the Lebanese people are willing to have more struggles, etc. So I think the Lebanese situation right now is, compared to the neighborhood, is stable.
You mentioned that the new Maronite patriarch, Beshara Rai, he invited some of the Christian political leaders to his residence to try to overcome differences. The Christians themselves in Lebanon are deeply divided politically over this. I mean, how instrumental was he, the patriarch, in trying to overcome these divisions, to try to get more of a sense of cooperation between Christians of different political views?
No, it was a very, very good meeting, which made them at least agree on the bottom lines. This is a big step forward. We have never had this for years, so this is a very positive point. And I think being a new patriarch and having respect and etc. Gave him some influence, pushing towards this positive situation.
Now, while Hezbollah has been branded a terrorist organization by some countries, it is a formidable political party in its own right in Lebanon. Its political clout, it seems now, has redoubled with this new government. How much sway will Hezbollah have when it comes to accepting or rejecting any rulings from the International Tribunal investigating the murder of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri in 2005?
I think it will be prudent to wait for the government declaration concerning this very point. That's why I told you it might take some time to prepare the government declaration upon which they will have the vote at the parliament. This is a very critical point, so it's better to wait, see how the government will be dealing with their declaration concerning this point.
Any more news from this international tribunal?
How can we tell? Don't know. Everybody's saying it's in the summer, but who knows?
Now, with 18 posts now in the new government, up from 11 under the previous government, Hezbollah and its allies can now block or pass decisions more easily. What lies ahead then for Hariri's son, the former Prime Minister Saad Hariri, and his future movement allies?
They are still the strongest in the Sunni community. How they're going to react, I don't know. They are now in the opposition. Of course, they are planning for their strategy. Cannot tell right now. But everybody wasn't expecting a government yesterday. So I'm sure they're under the shock and they're preparing their strategy.
Why was everybody surprised that they made this government?
Because everybody thought it was something that's going to take much more time because of the regional context.
So this is a happy surprise for most people.
Somehow.
And what are your personal hopes for the future for your country?
I am prudently optimistic.
You don't want to elaborate on that?
No, I'm extremely precise. I am prudently optimistic. This means I'm not pessimistic. But in the Middle East, you have a long experience in that. You have to be realistic with everything bubbling around. How can we sure to be 100% optimistic?
And one final question. I mean, we're talking about the regional situation. How much support do you think this new government will be receiving from countries like Syria and Iran?
I think a lot.
And from other countries?
Their reputation will suffer if they don't.
All right. We already see a lot of financial aid flowing into Lebanon from countries like Iran and Syria.
We are not sure of that. Do you know that? It's happening? I'm not sure. We have to see. There are promises maybe, but not something confirmed.
Thanks there to Professor Khalil Karam, Vice President of St. Joseph's University in Beirut.